Welcome to another edition of Unregimented. I'm Chris. That's Aaron.
Hi, how you doing?
That's Rob.
Hi.
Alrighty.
How are you guys doing?
Good. First thing I'd like to say is thank you to everybody who has followed, liked, or shared anything by Christopher Media in the last week. It's growing exponentially every day.
Yeah, it seems like people are really enjoying it.
So, thank you. If you don't know, we're on the... Yeah, I almost said the Facebook, like I'm 60.
On the Facebook.
We're on Facebook, SoundCloud.
And the Twitter.
Twitter. Just look up. Just search for Christopher Media. It's
SoundCloud.
That's the short answer instead of me trying to give you links and all that dumb bullshit. As far as Unregimented, it's at Unregimented Pod on Twitter. Also, make sure you're checking out the Metalhead Offensive Podcast. Those guys are cool. They jumped on board with us this week. They believe in what we're doing. Right on to those guys. It's looking like we're going to have their stuff for you every Monday.
Cool.
Nice.
Metal Monday.
Blah. I like this show.
Oh, yeah, Rob, especially.
I'm enjoying
it. You like metal, and they're from Tampa, which yep. You got ties there, so.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
On Twitter, you can follow those guys at The Metal Podcast.
Cool.
Now that we're done hawking our wares, which there'll be a website soon, there's more shows coming. Eventually, there's going to be a music show, which will be hosted by Aaron.
That's right.
Cool.
Yet to be titled, Detroit-based music show.
Two, we're also going to start having music guests on here from time to time. It's called Unregimented. It's called that for a reason. The format is no format.
Do whatever you want.
Apparently we're going to talk about news.
Within reason. Rob, leave your clothes on, please.
I want to get naked on radio so everyone can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea. That's a horrible idea because we'll be the only ones who will see it.
Oh, fuck that. I'm an exhibitionist.
So what's going on out there? You guys heard about the new Flintstones movie?
Yeah, you told me about it, I think I tried to forget about it.
Right, you haven't heard about this, Rob. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, you know, the guys who brought you Anchorman.
Right.
And I guess Anchorman 2, which I didn't see.
Which was horrible.
You think it was horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard no good things about that movie at all.
I didn't see or hear anything that made me want to go see it. So
you're better.
But,
for
I don't get out to see new movies that much anyway. I'm not one of these guys that's got to see it right away when it comes out. I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'm patient.
Yeah, I heard, though, that was a paycheck movie for those guys.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure they signed some sort of deal, you know. Make a second one, please.
Well, yeah, Will Ferrell's going to be involved in, it's an animated. They're not doing live action this time, which is probably good. Yeah, there's no word on the cast yet, but we're really hoping that ideally it would be Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
That would be cool.
That would be voicing Fred and Barney. You ever watch the old Flintstones? Were you into that, Rob?
Yeah, I used to enjoy that a lot.
I've probably seen that.
You mean the Honeymooners?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was an animated prehistoric Honeymooners.
Yeah, and these are super timely references for the kids, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's talking right.
The Flintstones and the Honeymooners. Yeah, I mean, I used to watch it. It was, I guess, apparently, it was like the Simpsons back in... There is no Simpsons without the Flintstones. It was a primetime animated show.
That dominated. Everybody watched the Flintstones. In my day, it was... This reminds me of getting up in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, because it was on at all times.
It was prime time when I was alive.
Yeah, you know, when I was little, it was on in the morning. It was on after school. It was.
Oh yeah, I always caught it in the morning. It was like watch some Flintstones and then, usually Transformers and then Thundercats.
Yeah, Saturdays was nice. G.I. Joe's was on there too.
Yeah.
What happened to Saturday morning? Have you turned?
What happened to Saturday? The Cartoon Network apparently. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's if you like that's gone. Like my nephew will never know that. He'll never, your kid's never going to know that far as what you woke up on. Dude, we used to wake up at like 5 and we'd watch like Kid Bits and a whole, whatever other bullshit. Yeah. For those who don't know, that was like a local, Mr. Wizard to us, for those of us who grew up in the Detroit area.
Yeah, that was a local thing, wasn't it? That was a region, that wasn't a nationwide
Yeah, that
thing.
Wasn't, no, that was like no, a local nobody... Mr. Wizard. It was like a ginger, some ginger guy, and he was like a local Mr. Wizard. You know, I'm guessing.
Some ginger guy.
Labels. With the label.
No, that's all I remember
some
of.
Some soulless freak.
It was some ginger guy.
Ginger guy.
Some doing... But anyways, yeah, there was that and some whatever other bullshit they throw on between 5 and 6, and then at 6 a.m. it was on, you know, and it was on until about maybe what was it, 11:30 until what was it? ABC had that storybook stupid bullshit that
came. Yeah,
that was the end of cartoons. Yeah. Then when that was on, cartoons was right, over.
As soon as Witch Mountain started, you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah, like it was time to go do whatever you were gonna do.
You were just getting into like, you know, Mr. T or Rubik's Cube. What was some other like? They had crazy Saturday morning cartoons.
Everything in the 80s.
Anything they
and
had
90s.
A toy or a game of, they found a way to make a cartoon.
Transformers, G.I. Joe. You know,
I think like if you remember Hammerman, I think that signified like the end of it. It was ABC made a Saturday morning cartoon out of fucking MC Hammer, and it was called
with the shoes, and he had the dancing shoes that talk.
Like, I think when they were doing, like, that and New Kids on the Block, like, it was over. Like, Madison Avenue finally went, all right, we're done.
New Kids on the Block. It was all about Menudo in my day.
Menudo.
On Saturday mornings, Menudo was on all the time.
Pops, you're, like, only 5 years that older than me. But maybe, I guess, it makes a difference in when it comes to that time in our lives.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, in 5 years' time, Menudo was pushed out for New Kids on the Block.
I mean, I remember
my
Menudo.
My sister was crazy for New Kids on the Block. Like, met him multiple times and has, like, pictures with him.
Oh, my sister
shit.
Was, too. I had to go to that concert, son of a bitch.
Wow. I bet you enjoyed it.
I was like 8 or 9. My mom was sick. She was supposed to go. And yeah, thanks for that one. I had to go to New Kids on the Block. But it is what it is. I mean, I was in a suite. I guess it was cool.
You were in a suite for the New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
Right. So you can get drunk.
That's classy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're 8.
Yeah. You're 8.
That's how we rolled. It was New Kids on the Block and Perfect Gentlemen.
Oh, my first concert was in a suite. I got to see Motley Crue on their Girls, Girls, Girls tour.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. What a spectacle. You know, the whole rolling drum cage and the, like, must have been 30-foot tall pink inflatable motorcycle that, like, expanded behind them for no reason.
Wow.
My first concert was not New Kids on the Block. It was the Beach Boys at the GM Tech Center. GM brought them in for an anniversary or something.
You were seeing like the Mike Love version of the...
No, it was definitely the era where John Stamos...
Yeah, I was just going to ask if John Stamos was playing...
It was that era of Beach Boys because I remember them playing Kokomo. What about you, Rob? What was your first concert?
Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, yeah. Classic, Rob. Yeah. Oh, hats off. You win. You win this.
You won that one, buddy.
That was fun. And then after that, I remember seeing Tina Turner, which was pretty cool.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, that's 80s-tastic, man.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an interesting
you
show.
Saw Tina when they were giving her, like, Vince Neil's hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And she had the, you know, the whole big, like, greased up people in the band.
No, really, like, Hattie and I, our first concerts were, like, fads. You know, hair metal and boy bands. Oh, you went to see, like, artists that, you know, okay, Huey Lewis, yeah, say what you will about them, but they're still being played on the radio and you still know the fucking words.
Yeah, they still tour.
You know where the heart of rock and roll is.
Yeah. Hey, you're really calling the Beach Boys a fad? Anybody who's into Brian Wilson's really going to disagree with you on that one.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought, that's right. Yours was New Kids, not Beach Boys. Original boy band.
Yeah.
Well, they might as well. The Mike Love version of the Beach Boys might as well have just been a boy band.
Right.
That's all they wanted to do was a surf music thing.
Yeah, it was cookie cutter at the time.
And then Brian Wilson showed up with a bag of acid.
Yeah, Brian... Yeah. Well, he was the one, like, you know, pushing boundaries. He wanted to do other things. He didn't want to do surf rock for the rest of his life. Yeah. And Mike Love did. And
most of the band. Sgt. Pepper's exists because Pet Sounds came out. I don't know if you ever knew that. It represented the Beatles were really into the experimentation on that record, and that helped to inspire Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. I mean, there's, of course, the big rivalry between the Stones and the Beatles during that time. And we got, you know, in the psychedelic era, we got Satanic Majesty's Request. Not a very good Stones album, but a very interesting album on its own.
I mean, it's got Sympathy for the Devil on it, man.
But yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
Come on.
But as an album, doesn't really, not everything holds up.
Yeah, I mean, it was criticized as like the Stones retort to Sgt. Pepper, so it got a lot of comparisons to it.
And Brian Wilson wanted to be in that battle. The rest of the band kept him back, basically.
Yeah, and then he went crazy and got fat and didn't leave his room for 3 years. And then the Bare Naked Ladies wrote a song.
He was depressed.
Yeah, if you look back on it, that's what it was.
He made a piece of art and the label wouldn't release it. How many years? Like 30 years? 20 years? I don't know. Yeah. Until Smile came out? Anyway, it's unregimented. I was going to say we're off topic, but there is no topic. What else is going on?
Here's something interesting.
What's that?
The first openly gay player has been drafted into the NFL.
Michael really? Sam.
Michael yeah. Sam. I don't follow football, but that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And apparently people are taking it as awesome as people usually take things.
Yep. We already have tweets and Twitter going off and actual players in the NFL.
I'm curious. What are people really like saying about this? Because
here's an example from Twitter. I'm not even going to say this person's name. Twitter is an awesome tool, but I've also learned people will pile on pretty quickly. So this person's probably getting piled on enough with this their example being in this this email.
Right, and they're already been, their names article, already been
but
put out there.
I would pay good money to watch How Do I Explain Michael Sam to My Kids. People explain literally anything to their kids. So I would start with he's a football player.
Right.
What do you explain?
He's what? A football wait, player. Why do you have to explain
yeah.
something?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a football player.
So normally when you describe football to your kid, when you talk about football to your kid, you say, oh, that's so-and-so, and he likes to have sex with women, and that's so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of these guys like to have sex on women. Now here comes this guy who doesn't like to have sex with women. How am I supposed to explain that?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't explain anything. It's just how it is.
Yeah, at no time.
Unfortunately,
You ever heard John Madden or Pat Summerall talk about the sexual orientation of the person they're describing?
Not once.
No.
Here comes John Elway, and he likes chicks.
Yeah, no.
That was never important before, so why is being gay important now?
Exactly. I don't understand.
I don't understand it, it's people are freaking out.
It's just
America.
It's that old generation that still got that taboo.
I was curious because I'm sure people are tweeting about this and stuff. Like, what do people have the balls to say this these days? You know, it's not socially acceptable to be homophobic anymore.
Right.
Most places that you go.
I mean, I could type in Michael Sam into Twitter and just start reading the ignorance.
Oh, I'm sure right. they'd just be vile bullshit.
Just dumb people.
Probably not even worth reading, really.
Yeah, don't feed that beast. Plenty of other people are going to feed that beast. We don't need to feed into it. But I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make a damn bit of sense to say anything about that.
Some could argue with that. Why is the media framing it like that? Why do you have to say he's the first openly gay player drafted? There's that side.
Well, things like that actually, that can potentially help a lot of people. Not only opening up their minds to what's going on around them, but make other people who are gay, who want to be involved in sports, give them the ability to be more open about their sexuality and not have to hide it.
Oh, I agree. Right. I'm just playing. Yeah. I'm playing devil's advocate on that one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What is there not to say there's not some great baseball player that's hiding somewhere just because of the pure fact that he can't be who he is?
Hey, what if Babe Ruth liked to suck cock, all right?
Right, exactly.
Is that going to change the way? Is that going to take away his
records? I wish
records?
We could have a real number on how many homosexuals have been in sports already.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they just probably had the opinion that it was nobody's fucking business.
Right.
Which it really isn't.
Yeah, who cares what you're doing when you're not on that baseball field or on that football? Who gives a crap? As long as you're not
a lot of people.
I guess as long as you're not harming
not just about sex, but I don't follow sports as well as you guys do, but you tend to hear a lot about the personal lives of these people.
Right.
Is very important.
Well, this isn't one of those things. What you're talking about is those guys force their private lives into. Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes I don't think Michael Vick forced his little racket of dog fighting out there. He was, I'm sure he was trying to keep that quiet.
Getting caught forced that getting, out there. Yeah. Doing that.
Right.
The act of doing that, other people knowing about it. Doing something like that, you gotta know. It's eventually a numbers game. It's gonna come out. You're gonna get caught. Someone's gonna run their mouth. Like, hey, I was at Michael Vick's illegal dog fighting.
But once a person starts getting away with something, you figure like, oh, this has been working for X amount of months or whatever. It's like you just start coasting. You get sloppy. A person gets sloppy when you try to hide something. Like, I've never had anything major to hide, but like if you try and hide somebody that you know having a relationship with, you know, and you get sloppy.
Yeah.
And you get caught eventually.
Yeah.
Everybody gets caught eventually.
Or the guilt catches up to you.
Well, I don't say like it was a guilt thing.
I'm saying from personal experience.
I don't know what that is.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's fine, Rob. I didn't know what you're bringing it up.
Your conscience can be a motherfucker sometimes.
Well, we can change the subject, Rob. What's new with you?
I'm a big video game person. I'm waiting on that new Watchdog.
What's Watchdog all about?
It's an open world game where kind of like a Grand Theft Auto game. Use a lot of technology.
Is this the one where you're a hacker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think, didn't we play a demo of that or something at one point?
I think we watched,
We watched a demo on YouTube.
It's like a pretty fun game. The weird part about the game, though, is like the launch date for it before was like somewhere last year. And for some unknown reason, when the consoles, you know, were starting to come out, like Xbox One and PS4, apparently they needed to bring the game back to, you know, base level and recode and re-graphic the whole game. So it kind of irritated a few people, but I hope they're going to be delivered. Yeah, I hope it's going to be worth waiting for.
Well, I finally had a chance to play that Last of Us game. You know, I don't play a lot.
How is that?
But what I really enjoy about it, because I'm not a total freak about video games, but the right ones I can get involved in.
And, Batman.
Yeah, well, Batman was the thing where, like, I just have this love for Batman. We'll get back to Batman.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so exciting playing. But The Last of Us, great voice acting, great music. Sets a really good mood, really draws you in. But overall, I just don't think I'm going to continue to play it because I just can't get... That's like a big investment. It's like, what, a 12-hour movie is basically what you're getting involved in.
Yeah.
I don't have the kind of time to invest in these games anymore.
That's why I stick to sports games.
That's why I like one game. I like Katamari. Exactly. I like doing a little Katamari. Or Mario Brothers. I'll still play tons of Mario Brothers. No, just because I can pick it up and put it down.
We're talking about video games. I just figured I'd play it.
Mario is a great game.
I think I played every Mario game out there and always loved those.
I didn't like Mario 2. I wasn't a big fan
Do you know the story about Mario 2?
No.
Well, because that was that was the only game. No, there is a story behind the second Mario game.
Like someone did a bunch of acid and made a game?
It was a completely different game that didn't involve Mario or that world at all.
And
it ended up being a really popular game and they wanted to release it in the U.S. And so they just said, well, we'll just make it a Mario game. And so they put Mario and Luigi in there and that's where you get that egg spitting whatever thing that boss and it's a totally different world.
So that makes sense why it's like nothing like the rest of the Marios.
Right, there's no Koopas.
Yeah,
there's no Goombas.
Yeah,
so basically Super Mario 3 is technically Super Mario 2.
Yeah, that might as well be right.
Good to know.
It's like Fast and Furious series.
Right, we're talking about
there's hardcore Mario fans like I don't acknowledge the existence of Super Mario 2.
25-year-old video game talk. Kids are loving this.
Deal with it.
I know.
Well, you know, going back to, you mentioned Batman. Have you heard about the new TV series that they're doing, Gotham?
Yeah. I heard it got picked up by Fox.
Yeah, that could be really good.
I hope it'll be good. It's a lot of weight on their shoulders.
It seems like very noir. Have you read any of like the Batman noir stuff? There's been a lot of, especially lately, there's been a lot of stories that just follow like Commissioner Gordon or just more of the actual detective side, which is originally what Detective Comics was meant to be. Batman kind of steamrolled the thing, like, because everybody like attached to that persona.
Right.
So yeah, he just took over Detective Comics.
Yeah, I read some of the GCPD stuff. That was pretty cool. That was an interesting series. You know, it wasn't totally focused in on Batman, but
they've created such an intricate world for all of that that every once in a while it's nice to get away from Batman as the main focus. Especially lately, he's been doing nothing but dying, coming back to life, and being really, really broody.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Batman's gotten much darker. I mean, it's gotten progressively darker over the years, but I mean, even now when we think of like, to me, 70s Batman was pretty dark and gritty comparatively.
Yeah.
And now you compare that to what you read now and it's like just a regular comic book. It doesn't seem dark at all.
Don't look at me.
You haven't even seen half of the Batman movies.
No, I've seen like part of The Dark Knight. But I suffered through all that bullshit. I suffered with Jim Morrison as Batman. You know,
I'm excited.
I saw George Clooney's.
Michael Keaton was good.
I saw George Clooney's nipples in that Batman suit. Michael Keaton.
Hey, freeze.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like there's been much success on TV with comic book characters in general. I guess the S.H.I.E.L.D. show seems to be picking up a lot more attention than I thought it would be, but it's not very good.
Right.
It got renewed?
No, it's still going, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it got renewed, it didn't get canceled.
That was a story got renewed this week, yeah. Okay. There will be a season 2 of the S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever the fuck it's called. Or no,
Agents of the Shield.
Agents of the Shield. Oh,
the Shield got canceled.
There's another one that I keep hearing a lot about.
Michael Chiklis.
What is it? It's called Arrow, I keep on the CW. Oh, is it
that's the Green Arrow?
Yeah, based off the Green Arrow.
I heard that was good. Lame. But I think when you talk about things on the CW about being good, that's all relative. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's something actually worth watching on the CW.
Gossip Girls. Mm, love my Gossip Girls.
You know, every once in a while I get involved in shows like that. Well, Gossip Girl, I was dating a girl who really enjoyed watching, so I kind of got sucked into it.
Oh, really?
But the OC was guilty pleasure. Really? I watched every episode of the OC. Oh, yeah. Totally loved it.
Is this conversation happening?
Hey, this is unregimented.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm about to talk about
You brought up New Kids on the Block.
Ben Affleck is Daredevil, and now he's going to be Batman. Does that concern you?
I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I thought when they said that he was going to be the new Batman. I just pictured him in that ridiculous Daredevil outfit.
Why did they give George Clooney nipples in that suit?
I think it was the director.
Wasn't that Schumacher?
Yeah, wasn't it Schumacher?
Joel? Yeah, I know. As soon as
he wanted it to look more 70s.
As soon as Tim Burton got away, I was no longer interested. As soon as he left the whole.
The first franchise one with Keaton was awesome. I'd say that one was good one.
I think it's so classic because I remember when it came out and I remember going and waiting in line to go see it. Everyone saw the billboards everywhere that just had the bat symbol and the date.
Taco Bell was big into it. I mean, you couldn't get any drink. They had a cup on it.
It's funny.
That's the first movie in my memory where merchandising got out of hand.
I remember they had a cereal.
They had everything.
Oh, yeah. I had all the Batman cards.
It was everywhere. Yeah. I think that's the first movie that started that whole ridiculous merchandising of everything. It started with that movie. I just remember it being fucking everywhere. You couldn't turn around without seeing the stupid bat symbol.
Right. I mean, Star Wars was, big in the marketing. And, E.T. was pretty big, wouldn't you say? Like, they had a lot of stuff, video games.
They had a lot of crap. The video game? Really? You're going to bring up the video game?
The one they found out in the desert?
Atari 2600? All you did was fall into a hole over and over again?
Yeah. That was what it fucking sounded like, too. It was like E.T. digging a hole.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. Good games.
What about politics? Did you hear? Of course, I mean, they've been talking about Jeb Bush running forever, but it really looks like it's going to happen this time.
Yeah, Bush and Clinton in 16.
Right. This is so weird.
John Stewart made a
joke.
Isn't it great that people left England to get away from the same families being involved?
Right. And we have new royal families now. Yeah. I think it's mostly because people don't even know what to pay attention to anymore. So they're like, Bush, that's the name I'm comfortable with.
It's all a farce anyway.
Well, they're grooming Hillary to be the first woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the next
hurdle.
Yeah, that's the next door to break down.
Right.
Yeah. Black guy made it first.
Maybe they're just giving Jeb his shot, quote unquote, because they know he can't win.
Yeah. Who's going to be the sacrificial lamb to Hillary?
There's no Hillary's winning.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that I'm not even sure that that's what I want to happen, but come on.
Right.
We're primed for another historic election.
Mm.
People aren't going to deny. This is going to be like a lifetime achievement award at the
or something, Right.
I just wonder, just her predecessor doesn't seem to be doing, how do I want to say this? Doesn't seem to be doing good things for the party right now.
He's not paving the path for her.
Yeah, he's going to, I don't know.
As long as he doesn't go, weed's legal and I'm out. And drop the microphone on his last day.
I want him to do that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think that they don't have anything to worry about.
Everything he could do, that's all I want him to do. I don't give a fuck about anything else. Just do that.
That would be amazing.
You want to leave a legacy? Be that guy.
Yeah, be that guy that did it right at the end.
I mean, you're going to have to suffer with the jokes of first time you let a black guy in, weed's legal.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll be a punchline in history, but
I think you're racist for thinking of that joke. I didn't think of that joke. There's been a lot of news too about vaping, which is actually what I'm doing right now. Have you heard about this? Have you felt?
I've stopped following.
Yeah, because you don't vape. You don't. You don't do any kind of nicotine anymore.
Nope.
Do you?
Clean.
Yeah.
Clean living.
But it was
sorta.
What?
Was it Chicago and New York? Was it Chicago and New York that banned vaping indoors?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Why?
You don't know what's in that smoke. You don't know what's in there.
Right. Well, I can smell something. I can smell something in it.
Sure, and you can probably smell, somebody's cologne and
incense, a candle burning. Yeah,
you're at a restaurant, you're smelling all kinds of things.
Right.
Yeah, when I'm on a fucking plane and I'm choking because you put on too much perfume, where's my law? Yeah. Where's the thing to help me.
Oh, man, you don't know what kind of damage secondhand perfume's doing. Oh, yeah. You know, I heard somebody use it to, like, secondhand vape.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you really fucking serious? There's been no data to prove bad results from secondhand smoke. Right. And yeah. We're going to go down
anything
this road
that they
again.
Came out, they've retracted.
Well, and of course. It's all bullshit.
And I'm still waiting for that big body count from secondhand smoke.
Well, big tobacco, man.
Hey, guess,
boom.
Hey, guess what?
Money at him.
Anybody I know who's died from lung cancer? They smoked firsthand.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. They smoked firsthand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you guys see this as a personal freedom issue? Or,
yeah. It's more and more and more. Everyone wants to keep telling us what to do because somebody got a bug up their ass.
Yep. Under the thumb. Stay under the thumb.
So rather than you exercising your right of personal choice to maybe opt out of the behavior that I'm doing that's bothering you, society has to opt out of the behavior that's bothering you. What the fuck? Why? Yeah. Why do we keep coddling morons? For about the last 10 years, we were on this dangerous slope where we just give the squeaky wheel the grease, right. You know, instead of well, I mean, it even goes back to what was it, the 40s or 50s with Donald Wildman, and the reason FCC exists because a minister wrote them a letter. It goes back to, why didn't you change the fucking channel, or why didn't you shut it off? You know, right. George Carlin made the point, there's two buttons on the radio, one of them turns it off and one of them changes the station.
Yeah.
So instead of writing that guy back and going, hey buddy, turn it off or change the station,
right.
We instead formed an entire government agency regulating content, what should be on the air. And now we just continually do this. Somebody bitches about something, we now conform to them rather than alerting them of, hey, you have a choice to not participate in this.
Right, because parents want to raise their kids in an environment where they don't have to pay attention to what the fuck they're doing if they don't want to, which is not really parenting. He's 8 years old. He's on autopilot. As long as I make sure I've got the child protection on the websites there and he can't get to anything weird, then, you know, that's people's mentality rather than, hey, what is it that you are watching there?
Yeah,
like, maybe actually caring. Maybe you shouldn't be.
Yeah, instead of, you know, being involved in your
being
child's
there.
Life.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would you want to do that? There's so much more important stuff.
You have to put down the iPad.
Got to talk to my friend on my phone.
I can't be bothered with watching these kids.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
It's happy hour.
Why have the kids if you can't take care of them?
Well, that's another conversation. You need a license to drive a car. But have you met some people with children? Like, oh, man. I've had this thought a lot. You know, sometimes I meet somebody and I'm like, oh, my God, you're shaping somebody's life.
Oh, yeah.
You're shaping a worldview. You're forming opinions. Fuck.
You're grooming somebody else.
You're in charge. Yeah. You're in charge of somebody?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you're making new versions of yourself that are just as shitty.
But you got to take a test to drive a car.
I don't understand it.
We're speaking from the standpoint of people who have not made
that's right.
People.
Right.
I mean, if you guys are talking population control, that's a drastic issue there. Take a test. I mean, sure, I think like there should be parenting classes that people take, certainly, but to say that, you
maybe
know,
not a test, maybe an IQ level, maybe if you are below this amount you're not allowed to have it.
But wow. then you're China, but then you have the government dictating.
Hey, seems to be working out for them.
They're
coming after the whole world
monetarily. Sure. Yeah. It seems to be working out for them, although, you know, the more that
they're number one in everything, we're fucking...
but okay, so this is what happens, though. This is what's happened to America in a big way. We build up these huge economies and people start seeing other opportunities outside of the country and you eventually lose your talent. So the fact that, you know, the Chinese don't have a lot of personal freedom, but they have a lot of exponential growth, certainly. And eventually your smarter people in that country are going to flee and go to other countries where they can make just as much money and have more personal freedom. So it's working out for China the short term, but it's only a matter of time if they don't change their policies, their infrastructure crumbles because they don't have the intelligent people to support it anymore.
They own our ass, I know that.
Yeah, but it'll crumble beneath them.
We owe them lots of money.
Well, we'll see. I'm not saying that, you know, maybe the U.S. will crumble first.
Right.
Yeah.
Already, I hope not.
It's already happening.
Yeah, it's already happening.
I mean, literally happening. Everybody's seeing the results of the crumbling infrastructure right now. Of course, it was a really shitty winter. That was really stressful on the roads. I don't know what it's like in other states, but Michigan is just falling apart. But that's kind of indicative of how things are going. You know, how many stories have we heard of crumbling infrastructure all over the nation?
Yeah, I'd read something about a month ago talking about one in 11 bridges in Michigan is unsafe. And yeah. How many have you driven over on your way to work?
Really?
Sleep tight.
It's just, it's not an issue that people are concerned about. I mean, well, actually, it's changing a little bit now. I mean, roads are going to get funded in Michigan and probably in a lot of other states because they're exceptionally bad right now. But long-term thinking, people are still just pissed when there's construction on the freeway. They don't care about the quality of their water. You know, these are not issues that, even though they face them day to day, they are able to just ignore.
That's the way I
feel. They have too many things to distract them.
Right.
Yeah. Have you heard of this, Rob, this ohm vest or ohm powered vest? Or I'm not sure what they call this thing. It's an electronic vest. Have you heard about this?
No. No, I haven't.
Is this Robot Man shit again?
Yeah, this is kind of. I mean, it just robot. Monitors you. It's
Aaron
not being,
wants to be a robot.
It's not incorporating into your body by any means, but it, you know, measures your pulse and, well, what else does it do here? It tends to, basically, you've got, you know, little sensors in this vest that you wear when you work out or whatever, and it sends information to a little sensor that updates your iPhone with what your heart rate is and what your mood is, actually.
I already don't like this thing.
Yeah, what? Why is that? It's real-time feedback. Back of your biometrics. It's
yeah
but you. I mean, what is it really measure? I mean, how many things is it measuring? Like, is it
well,
gonna
important
be
stuff, obviously.
Well, I mean, it's my concern is something like this getting into the hands of, let's say, law enforcement. Can they tell what's in your blood?
Well, yeah, but well, this is something that you'd have to voluntarily put on.
That just seems like it's violating some kind of personal, like someone could hack into your biometrics. I mean, that's
it's true. I mean, that's one more piece of personal information that we're putting on our phones. Like we talked about last time, how much we put all of our lives into our phones, our information, our contacts, what our schedule, our passwords and bank accounts and everything is in my phone.
Like, I mean, is a vest like that one step closer to plugging into the Matrix? I mean, think about that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, it's a step closer. Know? Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just blew your fucking mind.
Yeah. Wow.
Rob's fucking brain's coming out of his ears over there. Scanners.
Oh, yeah. Right off the top of the head.
There's always the, hey, that shit's cool factor, but there's always that.
The flip side.
Yeah, the, like Star Wars, there's that dark side part of it.
Plus, it probably won't work half the time.
We have talked about Star Wars quite a bit on this show.
I'm still going through the movie collection, Aaron. I just finished 3 today.
Movie collection.
Yeah, The Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, you're going. You're
I'm going
watching
through the whole Star Wars.
Now, are you going in numerical order?
Numerical order.
What,
release order?
Aren't you a little bit early? You know, the movie's not coming out until next year.
Right. Well, I just wanted to watch them. I get on kicks with different movies.
I guess I don't get that anymore because I have a kid who, well, he used to watch them obsessively. So I've seen them way more times than I would ever. You know, didn't have a kid.
I want to do the 12-hour. I want to sit through fucking 1 through 6.
You do.
Damn.
Really?
Well, I mean, actually, it'd probably be like 13 or 14 hours. They're not all exactly 2 hours.
Sure. I didn't think you'd be interested in that at all.
Yeah. I like watching it, but I'm not like, I'm not super it's nerdy not about it.
You're just basically watching it for the content.
Yeah,
the
I mean, I like the story. It's allegories for modern times.
Right.
But I'm not super.
Also, I mean, yeah, they're also classic stories.
Yeah, but I'm not like super into it. Whereas one time, a buddy of mine, they have the Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. And you know me, I'm the master of useless knowledge. Well, this is one time you'd sit there and watch me play Trivial Pursuit, right? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know that shit. What? I don't fucking know. You know, no pies.
You ever played the Rock and Roll Trivia Pursuit?
Oh, yeah.
That's one you'd probably clean up on.
Yeah,
that's pretty fun.
Well, regular Trivia Pursuit, too, but yeah Star Wars Trivia Pursuit, pass.
Pass.
It's creating options. Physical challenge, you know, throwing the Double Dare in there.
I love Double Dare. Finders Keepers. Mm-hmm. Legends of the End of the Devil.
I forgot to bring this up when we were talking about Batman stuff because there's CBR. I don't know if you read Comic Book Resources. They put out a list of actually top 35 Batman allies and the top 40 Batman villains.
40 villains?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The top 40.
Like, I used to be into Batman for a minute. Like, 10, maybe.
A lot of people hate him.
Well,
who's 40?
Well, who's number one?
Joker.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Who do you think number two, Rob?
Penguin.
Nope.
Riddler?
Nope.
Mr. Freeze.
Those guys are both in the top five. Mr.
Two-Face.
Freeze. Two-Face is in the top five, too, but you still didn't get number three. So it goes Joker.
Scarecrow.
No. Scarecrow's at 7. Come on.
Poison Ivy?
Come on.
Catwoman.
Probably the only other person to, I think, succeed in killing Bruce Wayne, even though he came back. Didn't he?
Ra's al Ghul.
I got this awful Ra's on my back.
Is that Bane?
On my arm.
Bane?
No. Bane falls in at number six. It goes Joker, Ra's al Ghul, Two-Face, Riddler, Penguin, Bane, Scarecrow, and then Catwoman.
Wow.
Poison Ivy. Mr. Freeze is 10. Do you want to take a stab at the top three on his allies?
Robin.
Batgirl.
Does it have to be a superhero?
Which Robin?
Dick Grayson.
Okay, that's number two.
What's his name? Todd. Jason Todd.
What about whoever?
No, whoever that was the Red Hood one. He's whoever not became, number nine.
Nightwing.
That's Dick Grayson. Yeah. That's number two. It's the same one.
Yeah, I'm in a realm where I'm outclassed. Right. We talked about this last time. You're the comic book guys.
Come on, who's number one? Who's his greatest ally? Been with him through
Alfred.
Everything.
Alfred, yeah, go. Pennyworth.
Yeah,
Pennyworth.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Look, look at the non-comic book guy. Yeah.
There you go.
Number three, Robin.
Yeah. Number two is Robin.
Okay.
Dick Grayson, I'm sorry. Number three is Commissioner James Gordon.
Oh!
Nice, I forgot about that one.
Number four is Batgirl. Tim Drake falls in at number five, and Catwoman, who's on both lists, I think probably the only one that's on both lists, huh? Azrael.
Yeah.
Doesn't he fall in?
But he did make Batman look bad at one point in time.
Who made Batman look bad?
Azrael.
He's been a pain in the ass since day one.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Batman podcast. All Batman, all the time.
Hey. That's all I've got on that subject anyway.
He's noteworthy.
I'm fucking with you guys. I mean, it's called Unregimented. I'm sure there's someone going, stop talking about fucking Batman.
I'm sure there's somebody going,
why'd that guy tell him to stop talking about fucking Batman? I'm not talking about actually fucking Batman. I want to put that out there too. Hey, astronomers from the University of Texas have discovered a second star created from the nebula that gave birth to our own sun. It's about 5 billion years in age.
Wait, so it's like our sun's sister?
It's slightly bigger, slightly hotter, and much less of a disappointment to its parental nebula. I didn't write that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just delivered it.
Wait, where did you read that?
It's from Five Things You Should Know Today. It's from a thing called Happy Place.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things that five things you should at least pretend to know today.
Where did they find this thing?
It is 5 billion light years away. I don't have the map at hand.
How do we know that it came from? It came from the same nebula.
Dude, what in our history together has led you to believe I know the answer to that question?
Tell us.
Hey, you brought it up.
So I'm guessing they found another sun, probably another Earth type planet.
Should be nearby.
So, you know. Does that mean more of us? It's a rather arrogant way to think that the humanoid form is the only form that's out there.
Right.
You know, I'm sure if there's another sun, there's got to be another rock that's just the right distance from that star.
Oh, well, yeah, but that doesn't, I mean, it wouldn't be that one. What are the chances that it would be that same? Just because one star has life-giving potential to a planet in its solar system doesn't mean that another one coming from the same nebula would. The fact that it's brighter and hotter would probably act against it. You'd have to find
probably farther away.
Yeah, planet that would be farther out in orbit than Earth is in relation to the sun, more than 93 million miles.
What would be the odds of that? Would you say
the odds are?
Yeah, I want a fucking number. Nail me down.
Please, the odds. No.
Are no odds because it's infinite, right? We have no idea how many stars or planets are out there. The odds are, when you're talking about infinite, though, that means that it's happening. In my opinion, it's not about odds. You're looking at infinite possibilities. So yes, we just have to find where it's going on. It's not even about finding. We probably won't even recognize extraterrestrial life when we find it. That's the biggest thing. Like he was saying, the hubris of man to think that when we find other beings, they're going to walk upright and have two eyes and two ears.
And I don't think they're coming here. I think we're going to.
They've probably already seen it.
We're probably like that. I don't want it.
We're just a pit stop. We're like a freak show.
The truck stop of the universe or something. Look at these morons.
The hell is on their bodies.
Just look at the way we act. We do not portray ourselves as intelligent beings, you know.
Industrious.
Yeah, but, you know, so is, like, cancer.
Cancer is hardworking too.
Well, it is.
Say what you want about cancer as a disease, man. One of the hardest working diseases. No, but out
isn't
there.
Isn't what cancer is?
Not it's, since it's, the Black Plague have white, we seen this kind of work ethic.
But isn't cancer white blood cells reproducing too rapidly?
Yeah,
it's your body working against itself. Really.
But my whole point is, we are like cancer wearing shoes, man. To
Jesus.
Well, to say what to paraphrase like what Bill Hicks says, we're a virus with shoes. But no, I mean, think about it. The Earth is a host organism, and we are fucking. What do? We consume. We consume resources. We consume products. We consume each other. We're like a parasite on this living organism.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
I am right now.
You feel like a parasite, Rob?
No, I don't.
But that's all we do. I mean, there are
properties, you know, if you were to compare. Yeah. No, we all consume. We all have waste.
I'm a little bit of a parasite right now, living off the government teat.
Hey, you paid into it. Yeah. It's your piece.
That's right.
Yep, that's right.
Not a long-term solution by any means.
No. It's a stopgap. It's what it is. Right. It's what it's designed to be.
Going back 20 years, the Lewinsky scandal is back in. So we're going to be looking at a Clinton Bush race, possibly.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we still can't get rid of Monica Lewinsky.
She came out and talked about she wished it was never happened. Well, maybe you shouldn't put
his dick. Why?
Why'd you save it?
Put your dick in his mouth.
Why'd you save the dress?
But why did you come back out with, like.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, she gets out back in the public eye just to go, why can't everybody leave me alone?
Yeah, you could. You could have had that.
We were leaving you alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you have to say anything?
I actually forgot about you.
You could have had that thought not near a reporter or a press release.
Why did you have to call anybody when you thought of that?
Ugh. Yeah. But just think about that. That's fucked up. She saved the dress? Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, who saves the dress?
Weird ass skank.
Crazy trick.
I know.
Come on, the president touched it. Or.
It's part of the president.
Maybe he didn't touch it.
Something that was in the president touched it.
His genetic material was untouched. Oh.
Yeah, if Bill Clinton dies, she could make a genetic replica.
You don't think
replica.
She was just a little starstruck, that's all?
I think that's why she did it.
Was she starstruck or was she manipulative? Like, I got to keep this. This will be handy.
Black man.
Well, no, that's if you look back on it, it was what that Linda Tripp retard told her to keep it.
Right.
Right.
Talking about you should save that. And that's.
And here we go. We got to relive the whole stupid story over again.
Linda Tripp.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Her and her stupid berets.
It's this week. Target CEO stepped down. Apparently, it is
over.
It is a tailspin at Target, man, because of that data breach.
Yeah. They haven't even seen the full repercussions of how that's going to affect their business these days.
Think it's going to shut them down?
No, it's going to take them out of their healthy spot that they've been in for, what, going on 2 decades now, it seems like?
That's bad press, man. I mean, everyone says they're supposed to see a bad press, but
when
something like that...
Yeah. I'm surprised it took them so long to act on it.
If you look at the first quarter just ended, it's like a month after it. You know,
the results
probably rolled
sense.
In. He probably went, oh, fuck. Well,
they gave him the benefit of the doubt and said, well, we'll see how it affects business.
He's probably it's like that fucking guy on that South Korea ferry. Fuck this, I'm out
of
here.
I'm not staying on the ship.
Like, he sees it sinking. Peace, I'm out. Y'all have fun.
Well, I think they canned him. He didn't leave Target. They fired him, right?
Well, let's see. This is from ABC News. I realized that last thing, too. We got to make sure that we're saying where we're reading these things from when we're reading them.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They do think 10 things to know. This week's takeaways. Lazy show prep on my part. But hey, we're talking about it. Greg Steinhoffel?
Steinhoffel.
Pitt became the first of a major corporation to lose his job over theft of customer data. Target announced Monday that Steinhoffel, stepped down nearly 5 months after the nation's third largest retailer disclosed that hackers stole the credit and debit card records of millions of customers before Christmas. So that story did not make it clear. It starts with, says he lost his job, but then it says he stepped down. When you step down,
I think most times
you quit on your own.
Most times these days, though, stepping down is a euphemism for they made you step down.
Yeah, that's
like, hey, guess what? We're gonna fire you. So you want to step down before we do so, or
yeah, it's probably giving them a shot to go out on their own terms. Like, hey, you want to do this with dignity, or do you want to be like?
Oh, but now he doesn't get to collect unemployment.
They really screwed him over.
I'm sure he's doing just fine.
I'm sure he'll be running General next week.
Right.
So, Aaron.
Yeah.
We had an interesting conversation the other day
You mean about, when my ex-wife called me?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Not her. I mean, she wasn't the source of problem this time. She had to call me about my son. I have a 10-year-old son. He's having a few issues in school, nothing huge, you know, but some boundary issues, some behavioral issues. But one of the things that they're having problem with is him being unorganized, which is definitely my fault. Probably inherited that from me. But so he's not keeping track of his homework and all this stuff correctly. Anyways, I'm going a long way around this. Telling it like my ex-wife tells stories.
It is a talk show.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
But yeah, she's got to tell me, well, I said this to the teacher and she said this to me. And I'm like, can't you just like condense the conversation and tell me in one sentence that she was uncooperative? She tells me about how she gets all this homework back from, you know, the finished homework that he's done and has the teacher has seen, goes back to the house, right? She can't keep track of what's come back and what has to be turned in yet still. And they're going back and forth with this between, you know, she's trying to get the teacher out. Well, maybe there's a system that we can come up with, so I know. And I'm just listening to this, and after about 5 minutes, I go, wait a minute, why isn't there a grade on the fucking paper? Isn't that what tells you that that it's
usually
it's been seen?
Usually the sign.
The teacher's seen it.
Yeah.
And plus you get some feedback from her.
She's hey, here's like, how oh, you did.
They don't grade it. What do you mean they don't grade it? She's like, well, they're really busy, so they just want to see that it's done.
They're really busy to perform one of the basic functions of the job.
This is a charter school, right? So it's not it's state funded, but not state run. But regardless, so they've got some different ways of doing things. It seems to have worked out so far. But this bullshit of like you don't get the paper graded from your teacher. How do you know for sure what you got right or wrong? Yeah, I mean there should be some kind of feedback from there.
Yeah, how are you learning? Isn't learning the whole thing of here's what I got wrong? Let's go back and make sure we don't get that wrong again. Isn't that how?
Yeah, the
right. You were supposed to hang on to your homework to reference so you can mm-hmm. study for the test. So you can know which ones, what parts you're weak at, the stuff that you got wrong the last time. So how do you? There's no feedback loop. So that's not that. You're right. That isn't actually learning.
Yeah,
you have to have some feedback loop for any system to work really. And he doesn't have that.
So how do they know who the dumb shits are?
Only the teachers.
That's a good question.
You'd start ferreting that out right at an early age.
Well, they have tests. Like that's all. It seems to be all based on testing now. It's not your day to day homework. It's they test you and see where you sit with, you know, your classmates and everybody.
So
else
not
in
how
state.
The real world so works.
Not, right, it's not MEEP anymore either. It's they've got new. I can't remember what the new ones are called. Yeah, not like the real world works at all. Not preparing them for anything. The test test was actually an issue too for my son because he didn't do as well this year as he did last year. Like you do well on your test and you get like a pizza party or something like this. You know, there's bonuses that these kids get. And he didn't get any of that. And he was really upset. And he like knocked it out of the park last year. But they base it off of what he did last year. Thing. This is the other side of the coin. What the school does right is they're looking for growth. He didn't do well because he didn't actually improve that much over last year's score. He was at the top of his class in both, but they're not comparing him to everyone else. They're comparing him to himself. But they're still failing and not. I mean, if you're gonna use your own growth as a yardstick of whether you're learning or not, right. But still take out that feedback of just having the paper graded. That just the paper not being graded just goes back to not wanting to dishearten the kid or whatever. You know, everybody's handled with kid gloves these days.
Sometimes you fail.
Right, yeah.
Like, you need to learn that, and you need to learn that early.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of indication.
And
life does not give a fuck.
But grade bragging. I mean, they get sort of grade bragging, which I'm sure they think is a bad thing, but to me it was like, oh, wait a minute, I got a D on this thing, and that numbnuts over there got a fucking A? That's bullshit. I'm smarter than him. I should be getting that A.
But they're not breeding the kids to think like that right now. No. We're not teaching them to think that you can
no,
be better.
No, this is what's broadening the play field and making everything about being at the same level as your peers, being a sense of fairness, the sense of fairness that keeps coming up that I just don't understand.
You need to learn early on that, you know what, sometimes in life you're good at something and sometimes you're not.
Right.
And you need to figure out what you're good at. And that's what things like, I don't know, grades teach you. That's what things like not making the team teaches you. You know,
right.
I learned early on me and sports weren't going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
I continued to wake up. Life didn't end. And I figured out, hey, I'm good at
Nobody had to sit me down and say, hey, kid, you suck at baseball. I was just like failing.
You know?
I was failing at T-ball.
And then, so, but guess what else failure teaches you? It teaches you maybe to focus your energy in another direction.
Yeah. The parents and the teachers used to be there to encourage you and say, well, you failed, but you know, maybe it's because of this or that. Maybe you should try again. Make sure that, you know, you're not just being frustrated. That's actually just not for you. Mm-hmm. But we don't get that either.
Like, hey, you can't catch a ball, but you happen to be able to play the piano really well. Nurture that.
Right.
So, you know, you can draw pictures really well.
We're going to end up with like basketball teams of kids with like different size stilts. So they're all the same size. They're all the same height. No, but we can have a competitive advantage. It's not fair.
They take away. Yeah, what's next?
Sense of fairness.
We can start taking away penalties in sports. We can start taking away scoring. Hey, what was the score? 0-0.
Well, they both scored. Yeah. Both teams got a chance to score, but that's because, you know, we let them. It wouldn't be a 0-0 score because they'd start out 1-1. Kids don't know how to deal with zero. They don't understand nothing at all. They have to start with one.
Rob, what do you think? You're a sports guy. You did sports for a long time. You played football. What do you think the life lessons that are being taught?
It's either you make it or you don't. It's survivor falls the wayside. It's that simple.
Survival of the fittest.
I mean, I see where you're coming from with the grading part aspect of not putting a letter grade on there for grade breaking, but there should be at least like corrections. They can learn. People can learn. Parents can see.
You like
it.
The idea of not having the paper graded.
Right.
But there should be some sort of feedback.
Right. Yeah. Like, this sentence was wrong because you didn't put a comma here. Right. Simple stuff like that. Yeah. For a
while. Everybody shouldn't make the team.
Yeah, but yeah, not everybody should make the team.
That's what they're teaching with that. Hey, no, that's, fuck it. Everybody, you know, doesn't matter. You want to do it?
Participation awards.
Yeah. Right. Well, but I mean, that's what not grading is breeding to me, in my opinion. It's going to breed that. Like, oh, everybody's equal. Everybody's not equal. That's a dirty sentence to say. I might get a lot of shit for it. You want to give me shit? Go ahead. But that's a dirty word. Everybody is not equal. You know what? LeBron James is better than me at basketball.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's not fair. Why are you so down on yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could be just as good as him.
You could sit here and play the if game all goddamn night.
Yeah, if you do this.
You're just as special as anybody else. You can be a basketball playing astronaut and the first one elected to president.
Yep.
Just like any of us can.
No. No. See, that's the thing. That's
unless
wrong.
Unless you're over 30.
If you collect a couple felonies before the age of 35, you're not going to be president. We are not all equal. That message needs to start getting through.
We even have this equality in our, it's leaking into our prison systems as well. It's not fair that people in prison are like, you've heard stories, I'm sure, of prisoners complaining about like, you know.
We'll talk about something timely right here. Do you want to talk about prisons? You want to talk about rights in prison, which always boggles my mind. You're in fucking prison. You have no more rights.
Right, yeah.
The botched execution.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking. Did you hear about this?
We should review what we're doing to those people.
He didn't live.
No, he didn't.
It's not botched.
Right.
Yeah, it was. They gave him some chemical and they
stayed dead.
And the guy ended up suffering and dying of a heart attack instead of dying from the effect of the chemical. He died. The end result was achieved. Why are we worrying about the humane death of somebody? Did you hear why he was being killed? Him and his partner buried a teenage girl alive.
And they're worried about how he passed.
Right.
Yeah, and they're worried about this guy suffering. Yeah, guess what?
There's always the idea that we're not monsters.
You suffered 1/1000th of what
we don't live in an eye for an eye society. Only, I guess some people could argue that the death penalty is an eye for an eye thing. But I think the bigger issue here is not whether somebody's suffering who the rest of society or a portion of them have decided to put to death. I think the bigger issue is, who are we putting to death and why? The fact of the matter is, we've probably executed numerous innocent men.
They trotted out the whole 4% of people on death row are innocent.
Right.
Well, 96% are guilty. Flame on. I mean, that's the way I look at it, man.
You like those odds?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I think everybody likes those odds until they fall into the 4%.
Yeah.
And then it's an idea of fairness. It's not fair.
The world's not fair.
Yeah. We keep going back there. Yeah.
I mean, and I'll get shit for this viewpoint too and whatever. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Sure, maybe you were convicted for the wrong crime, but why were you even picked up for anything to begin with?
See, I can't argue with the concept, but when I extrapolate some of your ideas, that's what's scary to me. But who's to judge? That's the biggest thing.
If there's, I'm a fan of if where there's smoke, there's fire philosophy. No one's kicking in the door and bringing us in for murder. We're not putting ourselves in situations.
So you're making law enforcement the judge.
Right. To be even, well,
which is like wrong. Judge Dredd.
Well, that's what they are. Yeah. Right. Is that what they
are? I am the law.
Aren't they a function of that anyway? Aren't they the beginning phase right. of that anyway?
So it's just go out and find the person who, we know he did something.
Right. It goes back to the cell phone thing.
How does go back to the cell phone
thing? They find something in the phone, obviously he's liable for that.
It goes back to,
pictures of like guns and,
Right. Yeah, what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I getcha.
I talked about the same concept there. Like, hey, don't get arrested. Hey, I've made it. Knock on, what is this, Formica?
I believe so.
I haven't done anything to get picked up. It's not that hard to stay out of jail. It's really not.
I've gotten better at it. Not in jail, in like a holding cell.
Yeah. Not prison?
Not prison, yeah. Is that the difference? I've been in jail then.
Yeah, I've been in a holding cell.
But I think that's maybe why I have a different viewpoint on it, is because I've put myself in, stupid situations where I had to encounter the police and definitely, come out the worst for it. But I've had these encounters.
But you also did nothing to land you in
jail. That's true. I also wasn't killing people or running guns or massive amounts of drugs or anything like that. So, true. What about the big merger, or not the buyout? What about the big buyout?
Oh yeah, Dr. Dre becoming rap's first billionaire.
He's getting richer. Yay.
That's not just his company.
First thing I thought is Detox is never going to come out now.
No.
Right.
Fuck that.
No.
They get more money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He's going to be like Scrooge McDuck.
Sliding down his gold coins.
Yeah, Dr. J's not just going to have a vault where he just swims in his money.
It certainly seems like a good match. I think nobody's saying that it doesn't make any sense or that it came out of nowhere, really. It's just like, oh yeah, it kind of makes sense. Because they're both overpriced. They're beautiful pieces of technology, really, especially Apple.
From love a design. Apple.
Yeah. But, and I can't talk. I'm sitting here looking at my iPad. I've got an iPod upstairs. I've got my Beats headphones somewhere around here. But one thing that I did notice is that when I thought about the Apple and Beats products that I own, I did not pay any money for any of these. These were all gifts, or in the case of the iPad, I won it in a contest.
Well, good for you, buddy.
The headphones were a gift. The iPod was a gift. I don't think I would go out and spend my own money on it.
See, no,
but you're an avid consumer.
Yes, I have spent my own money on. Except I still haven't pulled the trigger on the laptop. Just to me, that seems like it's
coming down the pipe.
Amount of money.
I'd wait anyway
to buy a laptop.
Get a Mac Mini instead.
My iPad was bought. It's refurbished from GameStop. I paid significantly less for it.
For sure.
And my phone is. When I get my phone, I always get it when I have to do my upgrade. I'm getting like half price.
So then there's the next level consumer that really I don't get.
No,
it has to have the.
There's the people paying $800 for an iPad and $600 for an iPhone. Yeah. I'm not that guy.
No.
No,
And it's not even a question of money. It's not a question of how much money I have.
My Mac, it's going to be used, Right.
It's the Scotsman in me. Mm-hmm. I can't pay that much for a device.
Yeah, I'll say it's the Arabic in me, super cheap.
Rob, you don't buy into any of this shit, do you?
You can knock your own stereotype.
Rob likes design. You like design.
Right, more,
you're a graphic designer yourself.
When I buy stuff, it's got to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, but I've never seen you with an Apple product.
Don't like them. No. I had one. I had a MacBook.
Was it so? It was aesthetically pleasing, but functionality. Yeah. It was cumbersome for you.
Yeah, I was a PC guy. Yeah. I mean, even with the phones, I've never had an iPhone. Always had Android.
Yeah, I've always had Android. I've always been a PC guy. I think the whole thing just kind of appeals to me. Plus, I'm more of a Google nerd than an Apple nerd when it comes down to it.
You're fully entrenched with the Google.
Google ecosystem.
Blah.
Yeah, he's like, who put Chrome on my computer?
Fuck is this? Get this out of here.
The products that they make are useful. The apps that they make. Their Gmail is real clean, real easy to use. The way that it integrates with my browser and everything, I actually enjoy all that. It works out well for me. But then it was when I heard that they had hired Ray Kurzweil, who's one of my heroes. That's you know who that is, Rob. I talked to you about him many times. Anytime I get off on a singularity rant, that's the gentleman who basically coined that term, the singularity, the combining of man and machine. And that man knows the future. That's what's kept me firmly entrenched with this company as a fanboy of them.
He's going to be the first human-robot hybrid.
Your
money's on that guy.
It's going to be Google that's at the forefront of this technology.
They've already started with the glass. And they talk about the contact lens.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
Yeah,
recording everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's the other ramifications on that kind of stuff.
This is the big difference between Google and Apple as a company too. Google, you know, they have the Google glasses, but they don't really get into hardware so much. Their Android platform is completely open. Now that might change in the near future, but it's remained completely open format. A lot of stuff that they do is open format. And that's what's allowed the internet and technology in general to grow as fast as it has been, is the fact that open format, open architecture, freedom, an exchange of ideas. That's what causes all these things to grow exponentially. Apple is much more the type of company who kind of sits back and waits. They've got a good design team. They know that once they put out a product now that people will buy it. They weren't the first one on the tablet. They were the first one to make the tablet look sexy. They weren't the first iPod. They were the first sexy iPod.
The phone, you know,
yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah, these weren't. Apple is not on the forefront of technology like Google is.
Right.
It just isn't. Apple's a design-based cult.
And that's why I get beat up all the time by fellow designers. They're always like, you don't have Apple? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but hasn't it been traditionally, it's kind of like me in music. Like, I do all my stuff on PC, all my music, and other musicians be like, looking at me sideways, like, you don't use Apple? That's what pros use. But even more so, I think, for graphic design, any video stuff, I mean, it used to be, at least from my understanding, you couldn't do that kind of work on a PC. You had to have an Apple.
Right. Yeah, when I went to school, I had to take... All my classes were on Apple.
That was a standard.
Yeah.
And you're in graphic design, you're on an Apple.
Everyone would ask in class, anymore. Like, what computer do you have at home? What Apple do you have at home? And I'm like, I don't. I have a PC.
I think they are user-friendly wise. It's all there. Navigating an iPad, I feel, is way easier than any other device that I've
I think that's why Apple's so popular. It's easy to use.
That depends on what your needs are. Like, my needs for a tablet are easy to use, browse the internet, manage my mail, whatever. I don't need ease of use out of a music computer. You don't need ease of use out of a graphics computer. We need to be able to, first of all, afford them and be able to, we both know a lot about computers in general. We know how to make our own PCs. Have you ever thought about making a Hackintosh?
I've heard about it.
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to find the boot.
Now that everything's Intel architecture anyway. I don't see the point unless I was like really hype on using one of the programs that's PC or Mac only, like Logic.
I've tried even like Linux, like Ubuntu or like Red Hat.
You've gotten into those?
Yeah, I didn't really find that stuff as interesting.
It's the limitation of the music software that keeps me from trying anything like that. There's just no way I would be able to get a system that would be useful to me.
I mean, it's cool. It's for, you know, programmers and data people. Mm-hmm. They love that. They love having different operating systems.
And it's free, just like Google and their Android platform so far.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to wrap it up. We've been doing this for longer than we needed to be.
But it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good conversation.
Yeah, we're going to
do this again next week.
Yeah, we're going to try to. We're going to start trying to do this weekly. We're hoping for 2 times a week. 3 times a week is a super ultimate goal, but right now it's fly by night makes it sound amateurish, but
right. No, but you know, we're working around schedules like everyone else.
Yeah. You know, this definitely isn't a job. You know,
what about if anybody's got any opinion about anything that we said, they've got a way to reach us now, don't they?
Yeah. At UnregimentedPod on Twitter.
UnregimentedPod.
Anything.
Yeah, if you have something to say about something that we've talked about here, or you've got an idea for something that you think would be an interesting subject, hit us up.
And also make sure you follow Christopher Media on Twitter and Facebook and SoundCloud. Make sure you are checking out the Metalhead Offensive.
Good podcast.
Every Monday, guys from Tampa, they're down with us. They're down with what we're doing, and we're down with them. What else am I not plugging? Oh, we do come to you live from Asmacore Studios.
Recorded live.
Yeah. Recorded live.
Recorded live.
If you want 8x10 glossies, hit the email. They're $5 a piece. We will sign them for 7.
Rob's making that promise.
Rob's getting ahead of himself.
If you haven't done so, make sure you check out the Weedsman podcast. It's our other show. It happens whenever we like it.
Is that it? Are we done?
Huh? Can we finish?
We can I finish? I think so.
Can we plug everything?
I think we plugged everything we got now.
Christopher Media, how you want to do it?
Bye.
Bye. Bye.